This is 89.1 WEMU, and happy holidays to you and yours. I think we're all looking at the new year with some anticipation. The start of a new year is a time of inspiration, resolution, and aspiration. Some changes we don't yet know about, and some we do. I'm David Fair, and we know with certainty that Rebecca Warren's career as an elected official in the Michigan legislature will be at an end. It was back in 2007 she was first elected to the State House from the 53rd District. After one term, she was then elected to two terms in the State Senate from the 18th District. Then after term limiting out of the Senate and a move in addresses in Ann Arbor, she served this last term representing the 55th District in the State House. Thank you so much for joining us, and happy holidays to you.
Well, the same to you, David. It's always a pleasure to be with you.
It does seem unfathomable that you and I have been having these conversations on WEMU for nearly a decade and a half, doesn't it?
It is really unbelievable that it has been 14 years. It has been, you know, such a pleasure and a privilege to represent the citizens of Washtenaw County that no day felt like work. I think there is, you know, an old saying about that. If you do what you love, it doesn't feel like work. And that has just been what my journey has truly been. And because of that length of service under Michigan's term limits, I've gotten to serve these last 2 years as the dean of the legislature, literally the longest serving member of the 110 members of the House and Senate. And it's just been such an amazing journey.
As a dean, did they let you wear a crown?
They never let me wear a crown. This place is, you know, they take all the fun out of it. No.
In a minute or so, we'll take some time to both reflect and look ahead, but there is no way to not address the present. 2020 has been a year unlike any other in our lifetimes. Like everyone else, I'm sure it presented personal difficulties for you, but what was your experience as a legislator this year?
It really was a very challenging year of all of the 14 that I have served. And as you know well, David, and many of your listeners know, I started my career as a legislative assistant to one of my predecessors who served from our community. So I worked for Representative Mary Schroer. So my length of service in around the state capitol is actually 27 years. And I can tell you, I've never seen anything like this, never seen anything like the need that our neighbors and friends and constituents have had and have faced, even having served through the Great Recession and, listening back. I think we actually talked about this on the radio in January of 2007. But the Pfizer global contraction meant that 2,800 people in my district lost their jobs in the first month of my service in 2007. This is so overshadowed that hard moment from 2007. Our volume of constituent, cases where people just needed help with getting, getting PPP loans, getting you unemployment assistance, businesses that needed help securing the personal protection equipment so their staff could come back to work, the businesses that couldn't open their doors and needed some kind of safety net assistance from the state. Never seen anything like this.
Did this year, by any chance, teach you or alternatively expose you to something within the governing process that perhaps you weren't aware of in all those prior years?
One of the things that really is unique to Michigan that kind of got exposed, I think, through this process, and it's in the silo of our work that is actual legislating, right? Introducing bills, passing bills into law, having committee meetings to do that deep dive into what a policy might have in terms of intended or unintended consequences. Michigan is one of a handful of states that has no ability for remote participation. So although we authorize that for our local units of government, city councils, county commissions, township boards, and boards like school boards around the state, right, can do Zoom meetings or video meetings, however they best can serve their constituents' needs. We never have allowed that at the state legislature. So throughout this pandemic, we had to still come in person for every committee meeting, for every voting session on the Senate or House floor. And that's really unusual and something that I really hope the legislative leaders for the next session going forward will take a look at, because I think too many times this year, and there have been nearly a dozen members of the legislature that have contracted COVID themselves, and many folks who had to quarantine because they were exposed potentially or were contact traced, we didn't need to do that. Like allowing for remote participation, which many, many other states already do and many of our local units of government already use, would be something that could help us do the people's business while protecting our own health and our family's health.
This is 89.1 WEMU. We're talking with Rebecca Warren of Ann Arbor, who is exiting her time as an elected member of the Michigan legislature. And in looking back on those 14 years as an elected official, do you leave office feeling as though there was something you didn't get accomplished?
Oh, David. Oh, my gosh. So many things that I wish I could have accomplished. But I have to say, you know, I've had a very interesting 14 years, and have had the opportunity over that time to be named by independent sources as the most liberal member of a chamber that I have served, and I had the
and
longest,
you wear that proudly,
very proudly, the longest streak of that title that's been ever kept in a 30-year history. That some of the publications have done this. You know, this sort of test, this litmus test, and presented those findings. But at the same time, I have more bills signed into law than any member of the minority party. So I found a way to be a standard bearer for the core values of my community and my party, but at the same time to get a lot of bills signed into law in a bipartisan fashion. And I didn't quit. I kept my foot on the accelerator the entire time. I actually had three bills that passed in the lame duck session that are on their way to the governor's desk right now. So I'm ending my career with pushing 40 public acts, which is just a wonderful, a wonderful accomplishment, and things that truly bubbled up from our community that our constituents needed and wanted, and I couldn't be prouder. So could I have done more? I'm sure I could have. I wish I could. Stay and finish a couple of things, but I'm really proud of the things that I've been able to accomplish. Everything from the Great Lakes Compact, right? An international treaty protecting our Great Lakes from diversions of water from the Great Lakes Basin to, working for 5 years to ensure that that new mothers could feed their babies anywhere that they're legally allowed to be in the Breastfeeding Anti-Discrimination Act, to the Parks Recreation Passport, right? Pay the additional $11 fee when you renew your tab and you can get into any of the more than 100 state parks. That package of bills was something that I authored. So,
I hear you talking about these as if they were your children. Is it impossible for you to pick a favorite?
It is absolutely impossible to pick a favorite. I will say, I've worked on a lot of different issues with a lot of different stakeholders and have really loved the journey of, finding a way to get the magic Lansing numbers game, the 56 members of the House to support it and vote yes, 20 members of the Senate and one governor to sign it into law. I've done that so many times that I have enjoyed it. If I was pressed hard to say what was your favorite, it is difficult, but the Great Lakes Compact and the water withdrawal legislation that implemented it in our state, that just is a, it was such an unusual thing that not only did it have to get through that 56, 20, and 1 to get signed into law in the state, because it was a binational treaty, it had to get a day in Congress. It had to go through the House and the Senate and be signed into law by a president. And President Bush actually signed it into law in 2008 before he left office. That is something that most state legislators never get to work on, right? Something that has that kind of need to get through both a state legislature and Congress. And it's a policy that I think will stand for a generation, right? We did something together in the Great Lakes states and the two Canadian provinces that border our lakes to steward in a shared way that resource for future generations. And it's definitely a highlight that I'll always celebrate.
You've known the time was coming that you would exit the state legislature. What is the next challenge? Do you have a job lined up?
I do have plans for the new year. Of course, I did know this was coming. And if you looked around my office right now, David, we are packing up boxes to move out of the space and prepare for incoming Representative-elect Felicia Brabeck, my good friend and colleague from, the county commission has won the seat that I'll be vacating. So I have to clean out the office and get ready for her to move her team in. I did know this day was coming. I think I've enjoyed my work so much. I've pushed to the very bitter end here to keep doing the work that I've been enjoying for 14 years. There'll be big announcements coming in the days and weeks ahead. Typically, we just don't announce those things before the session fully adjourns with a sine die adjournment that is still coming for us here in the future. So,
got to hold on to it for a minute.
Got to hold on to it for another minute. But I'll tell you this, I won't be going far, and our paths will still cross with many of your listeners, and I'll look forward to continuing to really do what I think has been the heart of what my career service has been so far, really working in a job that's making our corner of the world a little bit better every day. So.
Well, thank you for the time. Thank you for the years of service. And thank you for always making yourself accessible to our audience through our numerous conversations.
Well, one of my favorite opportunities over this last 14 years has been coming in and sitting with you during the pledge drive and encouraging folks to be members like I am and to be supportive of the important local community, radio and news that you provide. So I hope in the new year you won't forget me and you'll invite me back so
Yeah, maybe one day we can see each other in person.
That would be wonderful.
That is Rebecca Warren, the term-limited and outgoing state representative from the 55th District, about to embark on a new year and new adventures. I'm David Fair, and this is 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU HD1 Ypsilanti, celebrating 55 years of broadcasting to Washtenaw County and beyond, wishing all of you a happy holiday and new year.